master John Coltrane, A Love Supreme. We actually marked his birthday, it would have been his 85th birthday this past Friday. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio's KPFK, 90.7 FM in Southern California, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, streaming, podcasting worldwide on the web at kpfk.org. If you've missed any part of this show for beginning at 10 this morning for 90 days after that, just go to kpfk.org, scroll down to archives, click on Sojourner Journal Truth, you'll be able to hear the show in its entirety, and you can subscribe for a free podcast. We are now going to have our weekly Earth Minute, and then joining us, Erica Huggins, human rights activist, poet, teacher, former Black Panther leader, and political prisoner, joins us.
At the annual meetings of the World Bank in Washington, D.C. last week, I attended a workshop organized by activists from Indonesia about the impacts of World Bank-supported forest conservation projects like RED. RED is the scheme to reduce emissions from deforestation and forest degradation that is specifically designed to supposedly offset carbon emissions from industrialized countries like the U.S. by protecting forests in developing countries. One of the presenters explained that RED-type forest conservation projects in Indonesia are leading to violence that rivals the atrocities that occurred under the Suharto dictatorship. Forest-based communities are being brutally evicted from their lands by heavily armed forest rangers, paramilitaries, and police, who force people to leave at gunpoint while their homes are burned to the ground. But as one of the speakers pointed out, what is happening in Indonesia is not unique. These strong-arm tactics are happening around the world in the name of protecting forests for the purpose of offsetting pollution in industrialized countries like the U.S. For the Earth Minute and the Sojourner Truth Show, this is Ann Peterman from Global Justice Ecology Project.
And that was our weekly Earth Minute.